springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Garnishing your ham with pineapple? Pair it with a delicious Chardonnay to make their taste buds swirl.
Deviled eggs are even better when paired with a light, dry wine like a bubbly Prosecco or a Pinot Grigio.
For me, nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with such an extensive selection, I can help you find the perfect one in your budget.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection. This spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What up, Drink Champs Army? This is your boy, DJ EFN. And this week, me and Nori want to celebrate our 1 year in podcasting by sharing some of the highlights from the 60-plus episodes we have done until now. So here's Drink Champs Moments Part 1. Has run that.
One night, 4 o'clock in the morning. First of all, I got a record from DMX when he was 10 million. When he was 10 million, I got a record with DMX.
I can't say
Kirk Franklin?
I'm not coming. I'm not coming no more. I know I'm going to get in trouble in all the blogs for fucking with y'all.
I'm not coming back.
Y'all get it all out.
Listen.
Get it all.
One time, this is 100%.
Yo, y'all gotta stop.
You gotta hear my DMX story now. I got a whole long DMX story. Yo, Joe, this nigga sold 10 million at the time.
He was the greatest.
His manager is Ali. Ali is my brother.
We know Ali.
Salam
alaikum, Ali.
Ali went on tour with me. He did everything. This is my brother. But Ali used to sell rims in Queens. That's how we know him from back in the days. Remember, he used to work in Long Island, not in Queens. In Long Island.
Muslim militia.
Ali is the best, man.
So check it.
Family.
So check it. I'm on Def Jam. So I called Def Jam and I said, yo, I need y'all to book my flight to go see DMX. I'm going to fly out on Monday and I'm going to return on Wednesday. So Tina Davis, who is Chris Brown's manager, Tina Davis calls me and says, nobody does a record with the dog that easy. But mind you, I seen DMX in River Park Towers, 4 o'clock in the morning. Niggas are throwing refrigerators out of, you know what, River Park Towers in the Bronx, by the way. This is not Queens. I got family in River
Park. My cousin Damon and Levi live in River Park.
Do you understand how it sounds when a fucking refrigerator drops? Boom! Boom! And these niggas is just standing around. This is what they do for fun in River Park Towers, Jesus. Right? DMX come through there at 4 o'clock in the morning. I see niggas going to try. Bottom line, nah, that's not happening. I'm going to die just to make sure he's good. Me and X is good. He sold 10 million at this time. This is the hottest thing in the world.
DMX.
So I say I'm going to L.A.
DMX the first nigga to drop 2 albums in one year.
This is this
that
time.
Was selling a half this is a this million time. First week. Like, disgusting shit he was doing.
So Def Jam.
I told you about that Method Man, too. I told you. I be trying to school my son about that. Mm-hmm.
So look.
That shit, boy.
So Tina Davis said to me, who is Chris Brown's manager now, I think, or used to. But she says to me, nobody flies into L.A. on Monday, records with DMX on Tuesday, and then flies out on Wednesday, Nori. And I'm like, I'm Nori. I'm like, you crazy. This
she
is
was
my
right.
man.
She was right.
Hold on. Wait till I go with this. I didn't even see this nigga till Thursday, my nigga. At all. We in the same hotel. We both got the presidential suites in the W in Westwood. He got the two-door one. I got the other one with the one door, right? I don't even see this nigga, right?
You next door to this
I'm next door to this nigga, right? This nigga knocks on my door 4 o'clock in the morning. Thursday morning, 4 o'clock, which means that's 7 a.m. New York time. Knocks on my door. Boom, boom. Yo, dog, you ready, dog? So I'm like, holy shit. Hell yeah, I'm ready. I know what this is for a CNN record, too. It's not like a Nori record. This is CNN. This is hood to hood. I gotta get this shit done. He didn't knock on Capone's door. He knocked on my door.
That's what it
so,
takes.
Yo, let me tell you.
Mind you, Nori was already platinum.
Yes, but
CNN
I need this
was
record.
Gold.
Well, yeah, but
he
I need
had
this record.
To get the job
this is
done.
What, this is what your man had to do. Listen, what I had to do. Oh, the nigga works me up. We go downstairs. got six cars downstairs. Right?
4 days later.
So I got this is 4 days. It's Thursday. I flew out Monday. I didn't even see the nigga till Thursday, yeah. 4 o'clock in the morning, which is technically Friday. The niggas, six cars is downstairs. I tell my niggas, wake up, bring the car out. My car comes out. He's like, no. You driving with me. So I'm like, all right, I heard about this nigga with this driving shit. Fuck it, slime. This is what you gotta do. This is what you gotta do, right? This is what you. Shut the fuck up. Yo, if anybody ever stayed at the W Hotel in Westwood, we drove six cars, right? Plus my two. From the W Westwood all the way around right to Ralph's parking lot. Which, like, we could have walked there.
So you went around the whole shit to stop.
Just to go to right across the street, the park. But he's a driver. He wants to drive there. He doesn't want to walk there. So we pull out. The guy goes, you like cars? I'm like, yeah. He pulls out, like, $7,000 worth of, like, the real expensive motor control cars. So I'm like, oh, shit. But what I'm going to say? I don't want to do this. I need this verse. So I'm sitting there with the Mo Control cars. I'm acting like I like Mo Control. I hate Mo Control fucking God. Cars. He's 10 million at the time. So I'm like, cool, I did it. Boom, he just drives off. It's over. Never see him again. Right? Boom. The next day, he hits me. Let's go, Nori. I'm like, all right, it's going to happen. Mind you, Def Jam's calling me every day. We got the session locked out, $3,000 a day for Monday. Def Jam's like, yo, I'm like, now I can't, but I don't want to tell them they were right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cheer. This motherfucker's like, yo, let's go. He took me to Dublin's. Now, I didn't know at the time Dublin's was a fucking pool hall. Right, I'm thinking Dublin's might be the studio we was going at. Mind you, I never seen the studio.
Like an Irish pool.
Paying three racks every day. We went. He goes to a pool. The second favorite thing I hate in life.
Oh my god!
I don't fucking play fucking pool. Playing pool. I'm sitting there acting like I like pool again. Fucking Sunday morning. We're just hanging out. Still don't get the verse. But he's hanging with me. I know he's not dissing me.
Yeah.
Some random dude just walks on the street. He's like, yo, DMX. DMX's like, what up, dog? He's like, I got a studio right here. He's like, yo, Nori, look at that. We got a guy with a studio. I swear to God. I swear if I'm done. God straight me down.
Like he said, nigga, no. Y'all gotta do a song, but he just love your company. Yo, he's just like, yes.
Joe Crack, I kid you not. God, he met somebody off the fucking street. Random and free was like, studio. Yo, are we gonna use this studio? I'm like, the dog. He's like, you, that's what you've been looking for, right? I said, dog, I had the studio booked since Monday. We go in there. You know, here's the crazy shit. The nigga start laying his verse. Boom, boom. He's killing it. Me and Pone looking at each other like, we got it. All of a sudden, the music is just dead, right? And nobody's in the studio saying nothing. So I'm sitting around. You know me. I'm like, I'm a control freak. I'm sorry. I can't help it. So I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, everybody's dead. I'm saying that. I open this shit. This nigga is laid out.
Knocked out.
Sleep in the middle of
like
his
verse. Yo, my God.
So everybody's like, yo, nobody fucks with the dog while he's asleep.
Yeah.
Now, I just paid this hood nigga, too. I paid the whole week, and I just paid the hood nigga. Because I'm like, he's like, yo, I'll do it for you for free. I'm like, nah,
yo, but
man.
He fell out.
I need all my five.
How many bars he got
was in? Like, he was like six and a half.
Damn.
He was like six and a half.
Damn, that ain't enough.
Fell out.
Let me tell you real quick. The nigga, we in Jimmy's Cafe, the nigga DMX come up in there, and he sees Tony Sunshine. And the nigga had like a love fest. Oh my God. Tony Sunshine. I fucking love you. I'm like, nigga doing, he doing all that shit, right? So we in the bathroom, the nigga in the bathroom, Jimmy's Cafe, Jimmy's Bronx Cafe. Oh, Tony, I gotta work with you. Yo, the shit. Yo, yo, Nori. Mm-hmm. I gotta work with you. Right. Same shit, right? So this is DMX, exactly right. What you're talking about. Nigga was selling 1 million records a week, nigga, like out of this shit. World. So Tony signed on me. I'm like, yo, great. Like, let's work. Like, you know, what do you wanna do? I fly Tony. Uh-huh. To L.A.
Okay, I gotta hear the story.
Same exact nothing happened. Shit. Tony hanging out with the nigga. In fact, I sent Tony and Macho. Mm. Tony and Macho to get it done. And you know Macho really trying to get it done.
Yeah, he's
right. Business. So that nigga's like, y'all, he right. ain't happy. Yeah. He don't like nothing. So the nigga calling me back every day. He's like, yo, B, this nigga got us on the run around. This. The nigga Tony Sunshine, they finally same shit. I think that was his gimmick. Right. A week later, nigga, I forgot the niggas was in LA. Like, a week later, the nigga Macho called me. He's like, yo, crack, you ain't gonna believe this shit, God. I said, what happened? He said, the nigga started rapping and went to sleep. No, swear to God. And I was like, what? He said, yo, that nigga out. Like, if a nigga hit him with a hammer. And niggas was telling the same shit. Listen, yo, you can't wake the dog up.
Yo.
Nobody wake the dog up right now. Yo, that nigga was just like, man, fuck these niggas.
Yo, listen, I'm a foul nigga. I tried.
So what happens is, all right, the scary thing about this story, right, is that these stories is, in music, until...
He definitely could have beat the shit out of me off top. There was no way. There was no way I could have beat him in the fair one. I could be honest with you.
It wouldn't have been no fair one, but...
It wouldn't have been a fair one, but I would have...
God would have made it a fair one for him, how cool he was.
Up, I would have ended up...
I gotta say that.
Prevailing.
Allah would have made it fair.
Feelings out the situation.
Allah would have made it fair for him.
I would have
came out
the win out the situation.
That nigga was cool.
When a nigga don't want it with you...
Know what
you
mean?
Leave him alone.
But now that I got all three of y'all here, that Tyson moment where he said, Eve.
Yeah, he's gonna
fuck the shit out. Yo.
Luchu's gonna take the blow.
Nah, Luchu, you thought you could handle it?
I don't remember this shit, man. Why you keep saying that?
Luchu's gonna take the blow.
All right, let's describe.
You remember?
This is Saucer Wars,
yeah,
right?
I remember it.
You so was y'all take the blow.
Y'all on the red carpet.
We
on the
he's red gonna make carpet. Me take the blow.
Red carpet. You volunteered for the blow, Luchu.
Wait, all right. So
you was the biggest one.
Describe this to, all right, so what happened? So y'all see, and Eve is walking the red carpet with y'all?
It's not a red carpet. It's behind the red carpet. It's more the back scenery.
Uh-huh.
I never forget this a day in my life. Yeah. Tyson is there. Mm-hmm. That's our man. He love us.
Facts,
Tyson
right.
love us.
Facts, right.
We his little mans. Like right, he right. like when he right. see us like all
back.
The time, like we ecstatic because hey. The champ fuck with us like on some real shit. Like he fuck with us, he love us. We like boom.
Fuck out of here, man.
One day we with
he grabbed the fire.
Oh,
deserve it. No,
deserve it. I thought you were passing it to me.
Grab no, let's keep it going.
I cheated.
Good. I like this.
We was backstage. Somehow, D&Y wasn't around. None of the camp, none of that. It was us three, Eve. I think Wood was there. I want to say Wood and somebody else. Tyson was hardcore. G'd up Tyson.
But is he drunk or you don't know? Or he just...
I don't even think he's drunk.
Cocaine?
I think he's just that...
Sounds like cocaine is involved.
I think he's eating your child stage. I don't even think cocaine.
Say, eat your child stage?
Okay. Yeah, eat like your, I eat your kids.
Oh, yeah, that's cocaine.
I eat your
cocaine
kids. I think it's around like you eat your kids vibe.
Yeah.
Now... But none of the OGs is around. It's us three.
All right, just y'all three.
And a couple of our homies. Like, right. Maybe one of men. Like,
right.
He had a stick man. I had a stick man.
Mm.
Tyson is talking crazy, though.
Everybody.
He's talking crazy to all kind of chicks, though. Not just Eve.
Right.
Oh. But not like, he's just like on a... He ain't talking to crazy. That it's not crazy disrespectful,
right.
But it's like the type. If it's somebody you could beat, you'd be like, "Yo,
Yeah. Watch your fucking mouth. But it's Mike Tyson. So you can't beat him. So you can't say, watch your fucking mouth. Like, so now he's looking at Eve. I think Eve looked like a red bone steak to him. So he's kind of on more on edge. Uh-huh. But Eve's with us. So she's looking at us like the big bros. All right. We ain't got the bigger bros around. All right. Now it's us, like that's the big homie. That's Tyson.
That's Tyson.
We grew up on Mike.
Yeah.
That's Iron Mike. We know he could sleep all of us.
Nigga dead.
He could sleep all of us.
Yeah, he sleep everybody.
But he's talking crazy. Talk is crazy. None of us know. We know we can't beat him. Now we come to a decision. Right. He's gonna keep talking to Eve. We might gotta poke Mike. It came to that. We gotta poke Mike. We can't beat Uncle. We can't beat Mike. We gotta poke Mike. Now it's like we gotta poke Mike. But who's gonna poke him? And how they gonna poke him? Whoever run up on him is sleep. Whoever run up on Mike is going to sleep ASAP. No doubt. He's the biggest one out of all of us. He's the biggest one. He's the strongest one.
She said, I don't remember this.
He's the strongest one. He's the biggest one.
Or did he volunteer or did niggas give him that position?
They might have given him my position.
I think it was 60-40. We gave him the position. 40, he volunteered. It was 60-40 kind of. Maybe 55-45. I may be wrong.
But somewhere in that thing. Though. He got bodyguards.
Mike is dumb.
Mike is dolo.
Like, what's the girl? He's what he called his sister. Yeah,
he wasn't
Jack,
with
wasn't Jack. Yeah.
He wasn't with Jack. See, we know Mike and we know Jack. They love us. Right. We fam. Right. That's not happening. Eve is the stake. Eve is the stake. She's with us. None of the big homies is around. Loose, we gotta hold Eve down. Like that's what, like we came to the conclusion. We can't let Mike keep. So now we kind of like nervous. Well, we ain't nervous. We came up with the plan. We gonna knock out whoever grab him first. That was Loose. That's why I don't remember. He was the most victim. Like you gotta go first, Loose. Like you got. He was the biggest. So he had to go first. We planned to grab him. Then we know whoever tried to grab him first, he was gonna knock out. And then he was gonna knock out the second nigga. So it was kind of you and Wood. It was kind of Wood and Luch on the grab up. Uh-huh. And the other niggas on the poke him in case it go wrong. Poke him. They gotta grab him. You gonna knock him out. Somebody gotta poke him from the back.
Yeah. As fucked up as this.
That's a well thought out plan.
Yeah, man.
Nah, you didn't want
to. No, I ain't want to see that shit. But that
we was like,
crazy.
Yo, we was kind of like the. I ain't gonna lie, we was like on a. It was like an official but sucker nigga. Like, yo, chill. Like, yo, chill. Like we was hitting him with that. Like after a minute, it went to the yo, chill. Yo, chill. Like, he was like, yo, chill. Like, you gotta chill. It wasn't like a D-block, though. Yo, fucking chill. It was like, yo, chill. Like, yo, you gotta chill. Like, yo, chill, dog. Yo, dog, chill. It went to him like, yo, dog, chill. But that it wasn't that like official, like.
What happened to Eve at the...
Eve didn't know about our plan. It was us in the huddle.
No, but where'd she go?
She kept going.
She kept moving. We told Eve.
Yeah, and that was the sucker.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I wanted to leave that out. You fucked it up. We told Eve bounce.
Oh, I never make knew it that better. More.
Yeah, Eve.
Now, that wasn't sucker. That was real.
Nah, it was kind of sucker. Because when the six niggas huddling up for one nigga.
Mike Tyson, man.
You feel
that's
weak.
Nothing my hands. This is elite the weapons.
A week at the moment.
I love
Iron Mike. That's like our OG. He embraced us early. Like for us, that I want to say for me especially. I think for everybody, that was a big moment in a locked career. Right.
Nigga said,
I think we should have personally left him alone.
Hold on,
was just horny.
You right. said we knew the first nigga that was gonna go was gonna get knocked out.
I think so you deleted that in your
that's
memory.
Crazy.
Don't you remember?
Oh shit!
Don't you remember? Do you remember?
Shoot this nigga. Do whatever.
they said we knew he was gonna be knocked out. Whoever that first nigga was, I think Bogey it was knocked out by him. And I said, yeah, yo, that's why I remember this shit.
Sacrifice and joy.
You'd have been legendary though. You'd have been like,
nah, he was hard. He was hard for that.
Mike won my
job. He was hard because he was gonna take him first because he was the biggest.
That's hard, man.
That's why you remember. He didn't want to do it, but he took it on the chin. That's why I remember.
Man, listen,
his heart was in.
That ain't gangsta.
His heart was back here, but he took it on the chin.
Holy shit.
That's what's up.
Said we knew.
Oh, that's classic.
God. That was our big homie. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, seen us a couple times.
Yeah, 100%.
Him. And shout out to Jackie, too, because she always embraced us. Mike always embraced us. And he always showed us love. And for us, that was real big. Like, you know, when Tyson embraced you and you coming in the game.
Facts.
Like, that's a big shit.
On
like,
that's Arsenio, you
that's
name
Iron Mike, my nigga.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. Facts, man. Yo, man, we want to celebrate y'all.
Thank you, bro.
Yo, we're going to Sweet Chick tonight.
Radio.
Radio. It's Club Radio right now. We're going to go. I'm probably going to.
All that shit go hand in hand. You know what I'm saying?
So now that we political.
It's not really political.
A little political. I'm wondering how you feel about Kanye West.
And Donald Trump.
I feel sorry for Kanye the same way I feel sorry for. Oh my God, man. Anybody that get. Let me tell you the problem is. That Kardashian pussy is a curse. I don't want no pussy who live next door, grown up, went to school with no Kardashian.
I thought about the mummy when he said that.
You gotta look at. And no matter what. They call him Caitlyn. Nigga, you Bruce, nigga. Nigga, you Bruce. They're like, Tyler Perry. Nigga, you Madea, nigga. Every time I look at you, nigga, you Madea.
So he's Bruce and he's Madea.
You, okay, then you want to be a so-called woman, but you want to keep the dick. What you going to do with that? You a woman, what you going to do with your dick? They look what they get in Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller.
I don't know.
Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom. Not Lamar Miller. Excuse me. Lamar Odom.
Yeah. What happened?
Lost his fucking mind.
Got worse. Oh, shit.
And then this nigga walked out with Donald Trump the other day.
Yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday?
Yes. We dropping this tomorrow.
Yeah, this comes out tomorrow. This comes out tomorrow.
So,
yeah. I'm like, did I?
What happened? What was your first thought?
I seen Jim Brown.
Jim Brown? Yeah, he went too.
But he had Ray with him. Ray snitched on my dog, so I'm like, damn, like.
She got beef with everybody.
I'm like, ice.
Ice, please, my brother.
Ever since the, what they call the quote unquote Ray Lewis murders.
Yo, roll up.
He the only one got convicted. He snitched on my dog, so now he want to be the same man, the same. Then it's like, how could you talk?
From Drink Champ Sports.
I need me a Drink Champ cup.
Oh yeah, let's go. Yo, but by the way, we want you to finish your story. We want you to remember. But listen, our base home is in Miami. I want you to know that this is your home,
man.
This is your home. Anytime you want to come and talk, because I want to get into some crazy shit in a little while, but. Anytime you want to come promote your records, we going to support it. You know, me being in Miami, I always respect Miami Kings. I always respect the legend. That's why nobody never had a problem with me because I don't fuck y'all bitches. I don't take y'all drugs.
A couple.
Not back in the day.
I'm married.
I'm married. I came down here and I respect Miami and you, the Miami King, the mayor.
I appreciate you, man.
I want you to continue to come back here anytime you ever got anything you want to say. We love your interviews on the Breakfast Club, but you know what? You ain't even got to take a flight. And those are our peoples. We love the Breakfast Club, but you can stay right here.
The next time we gonna go to my house.
Oh yeah.
But you gotta cook though.
Nah.
Of course.
Let's talk about cooking.
That's what I do.
Nah, but don't get away from what the fuck we was talking about.
Yeah, what were we talking about? That was great.
Yeah,
you
fucked my
head
up.
Yeah, you fucking up.
Trump.
Oh, yeah, and Kanye.
Yeah, the Kanye shit. Yeah.
Jim Brown.
It's like, okay.
But Jim Brown, at least
Ray Lewis said, I'm here for urban development. At least he, you know what I'm saying, had something to tell us. Like, but it's like Kanye just standing there. Like, he just pussy whoop going crazy. Let me ask you a question. I ask y'all a question? Right, I know nobody don't ask y'all questions on y'all show.
Nope, but go ahead. You Trick Daddy Dollar.
Who y'all think got Kim ring?
Huh? What?
Who you think stole that ring?
Oh, the in France. The French thugs. Actually, I think you know them.
Nah. that was terrible segment.
The people that you know.
No, I know some foul niggas in France, but they ain't got nothing to do with it. Yeah.
It was ISIS.
You made me tell me.
It was ISIS.
Kim Kardashian.
Right. It was her Snapchat.
The name is worth a lot of money. They's talking about Black China want to brand her name. And yeah, I know y'all heard about that on her shit, but yeah. I'm thinking Kim Kardashian is at a private place with no security, nobody, and the ring come up missing. You think she finna leave Kanye?
I don't know.
We're all confused.
I mean, her brother.
That black pussy got him whipped. Let's make some noise for the black pussy.
Is fucking her whipped. A brother fucking with a brother-in-law baby mama.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That go that Kardashian pussy again. Tiger, right?
Trick is going there, man. Trick got me sweating.
Yeah, man, we drinking shots.
And one thing about me, I'm gonna tell y'all too. Anything y'all want to ask me, and one thing about me, a nigga ain't do shit to me.
No. We know.
If a nigga fall asleep and dream that he gonna fuck with me, he better wake up and apologize. I swear to God. But it's just weird. I'm just thinking about that since we was on there.
The Kanye. So you will not vote for Kanye in 2020?
You know what? If I had a choice to vote for Kanye over Donald Trump,
Kanye, yeah, please.
You gonna vote Kanye?
Yeah, because I know he'll get impeached faster than Donald Trump. But they don't give you choices.
Right.
Like, you got choices. It ain't like you can make up a name. And,
right.
And if you did, you know, fill it in, it wouldn't count.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if Donald Trump think he gonna get in behind that motherfucker in that Oval Office and run this country like a motherfucker business. A lot of people gonna die behind that shit.
He'll run it like a dictator, man. That's the way it's acted. That's the way he's acting.
He's not gonna make it as a dictator because there's one thing I've learned about. I grew up in Miami, so when I hear the word racism, I don't know what that really means. I know what prejudice is. I know what separation and segregation is, and I call my fucked up relationship situationships.
All right.
But I don't know what it is to be racially divided by white people because we don't really have white people in Miami. Miami is multicultural.
Right. White people are Cuban.
Right. And no, white people is niggas because if you go to Cuba, then they black and
me. But I'm saying blonde haired girl with a big ass is Cuban.
But how we consider them as just like us. Everybody know this Indian land. Ain't nobody from America.
Oh, right.
So how do we choose who we gonna kick out? Now, how the country do show the Cubans love and then turn the Haitians back, yeah. I don't agree with that.
Absolutely wrong.
But at the same time, if we as American people, I don't give a fuck who decided to vote for Trump. If we think that Donald Trump could run this country, we fucked up.
We might as well vote for Kanye.
We are fucked up. We might as well vote for Kanye.
Yeah, we might as well vote for Kanye. Let's make some noise for us voting for Kanye. But he's bugging right now.
What's up with the blonde?
We ain't really fucking with him.
Pussy, I keep telling y'all, don't fuck none of them, I'm telling you.
I've never been befuddled this much, but
listen, Bruce Jenner was the number one athlete in the world.
He was in Wheaties boxes and shit.
He was
Wheaties?
They talk about Bruce Jenner in American history. And now you're Caitlyn?
Somebody was like, he outran Africans, like the fastest people in the world.
The Kenyans? He ain't beat the Kenyans.
Yeah.
Man, yes.
Yes.
He ain't beat the Kenyans.
He beat him in everything.
Yes.
He ain't coming second in nothing. where they go to Triathlon.
Yeah, no, straight up.
That's the one where you outran 50 different shit.
Oh my god.
Nah, the dude was ill.
So now Trick.
Oh, you got the cup. See, I ain't even got that cup.
What do you mean? You got it on Friday.
Got shot.
I know, but I need a cup for here. Glass. You got shot glass. Look, Mike. Nice. Look, we taking care of y'all. Henry, we taking care of y'all.
I'm going to give this shit to one of my cousins.
Oh. Talk right here, Redo.
Oh, what's going on?
You know, I never know.
What's going on, y'all? Yeah. No. You got your chair. You good.
No, you can come right
Who is this little fat spliff star right here?
I thought it was your guy.
This was a Buster Rhymes dude.
What's going on, man?
I thought that was CeeLo, really.
Yeah. No, his arm's too long. CeeLo arm like this.
I'm crazy.
Oh, you kind of like a big midget, you know what I mean?
Like a little short ice to you.
Nigga, you look like Dying with Mr. Cooper, nigga.
That's a good one. A nigga with
Dying with Mr. Cooper.
A nigga with a lace front beard. So, yeah, I'll take that.
You got a lace front beard?
Yeah. Dying with Mr. Cooper?
Get that blunt, nigga.
You smoke?
Yeah, you know he on Instagram he famous. This is an
that
ill nigga.
I stay watching that.
Look, I'm putting comedians together. This is what I do over here at Trick Chance.
We put people together.
Big up Nate Sean and Super O for helping me put this together.
Nate Sean, he left the club at 7 this morning.
Who, Nate Sean? I'm telling Hov all type of shit on him. I'm making up shit on Nate Sean.
He left out with the parking lot,
just call, because he snitched on me. You know that, right? What? You know Nate Sean snitched on me. I had said something wrong about Hov.
Okay.
And Hov done called me the day after Thanksgiving, had me sweating all type of places.
Of course.
I ain't supposed to be sweating, but Nate Sean did it, but that's my man.
Okay. I told Hov that I seen him. I said, Hov, you know, I seen your little
nephew.
Yeah, he was having fun with me. He was we was laughing. I said, I see your son, your nephew, they shine. He said, you better watch him.
He was hoes to watch.
He be having them hoes around and all kind of shit.
Yeah. Oh man.
He's gang related.
He's gang related?
Yeah.
Oh man, I ain't know that. Nate Sean, I ain't know that about you. This is my nigga, Nate Sean. Yo, can y'all pop that bottle?
Which one?
Pop the bottle, nigga. The Moet. Yeah, go ahead. No, not that one. Yeah, hit that.
Have you ever started cocaine?
No, I never have.
I love
cocaine stories.
I think he is lying.
I swear to God.
The way he said, no, I never have. That's some bullshit right there.
Thing in the world. You understand?
The Daily Yard.
And the Ciroc.
Don't forget the Ciroc.
You can't go wrong when you got the Ciroc going on.
Wow. Tell you something. Now this motherfucker will kill a nigga with diabetes.
With diabetes.
I call it diabetes.
Oh my god.
Because it done beat you.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. It diabetes your ass.
Mm.
But check this out, man. This is a real show, right?
Yeah,
here,
it's
man.
A real show.
Y'all
man.
Have live, you know
we
what
have
mean?
Fun.
Hey,
everybody yeah. watching this shit too. That's what I like. Y'all got it.
I'm not gonna lie. You popped it, but you didn't pour, and I'm offended. You gotta pour. You gotta pour yourself something. You pop
I was popping it for him.
Hey, take one of these.
Give him a Ciroc cup.
Yeah, Ciroc cups, right?
And the Ciroc guy just pulled up in here. He making sure we all doing our job.
Yeah, you in the game.
Hey, you smoking?
Where everybody else at?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yo, Mike, you don't know him?
Who? That, I see that nigga on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yeah, we never met. Talk.
Oh, you right. never met. That's right.
That's dope.
And they bake you as soon as they see you. So I love comedians. So y'all can actually just make fun of somebody.
Every day.
And everybody. And when you're a comedian, you have to understand that that's
man,
the right of passion.
I can walk up on people and they say, you're an ugly ass bitch. Right. And they'll start laughing. I'll be like, damn. Do you know what I just said?
You get a pass for
that. I get a pass for that shit. And see, that's the thing. See, that's why I'm saying. As soon as I came in town, I got in the rental car and drove straight to the Pork and Bean and jumped out the car.
Right.
Right there where first 40, somebody
told, a lot of people can't do that. Nobody could do that.
Motherfuckers, they had teddy bears and shit right there at the door where motherfuckers just died.
Right.
And I jumped out the car just, you know, because, you know, When you of the people, you're not gonna ever be scared of them, and you're gonna be ready to die.
Right.
When you of the people,
I respect that, but I'm gonna have to ask you to stop that. You already proved you the hoodiest nigga in the world, Mike. We're gonna have to keep you in South Beach, okay? Pork and Beans is not safe. I'm just keeping it real with you. You Mike Epps, and I see you.
No, you like going shopping and buying all the food?
Yep, yes, I do.
Do you do it or does your wife do it?
No, I do. I like to go.
You like to go? Well, you know about Blue Apron?
I heard about Blue Apron. I heard it's Poppington.
Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country.
I heard.
Blue Apron's mission is to make the incredible home cooking accessible to everyone.
And I heard it's gourmet, right?
Actually, sounds incredible. It's very gourmet. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs.
Sounds great.
Make me even sound smart.
Continue.
Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranches across the United States. And as a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch.
Like that.
Those are your peoples?
Yep. Beef, chicken, pork come from responsibly raised animals.
Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming.
That's a big word.
Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food desserts.
That's wild.
Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient you require for the recipe, they are reducing food waste.
And you're going to lose some weight, too.
That's right. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often together.
That's dope.
Ali was telling us that himself.
Yeah, a friend of ours is saying that he's been using it for 2 years straight.
Definitely. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or at high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for delicious meals.
I respect that.
Now check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/drink. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/drink. That's blueapron.com/drink.
And drinks is not included.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
I'm sorry, I gotta go here. Yo, you like, you had Paris Hilton.
Oh my God.
I heard, is Paris Hilton the first person to
Before we start this conversation, I just wanna say to my girl, hey Flo, I love you.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
It's Flo, all you know.
Start with that.
Nori loves you too, Flo.
Okay, now I can say anything.
All right. So now, was Paris Hilton the first person to introduce you?
No, I can't even talking about that.
Okay,
let's just say
right.
LA. We'll just say LA right. introduced me to that.
You want
to
incriminate people, man?
All right. Listen, at the end of the day, ain't nobody hold that shit to my nose.
But you got Howard and Lindsay Lohan. You got Howard, that best niggas in the world. that's hard.
Legendary
Scott.
Shit.
That's legendary.
I took it to the Olympics of drug use. like, I love you, baby. I'm just going to one more time for my girl. But I literally used to line up in my bedroom on the island, like 10 girls, and I introduced them what we called the Miami Frostbite.
We never heard of this. That's
what we called the Miami Frostbite.
Yo, Scott, you still looking rich as hell. Tell us about this Miami Frostbite.
What did I say?
Well, let's just say this.
Okay.
The only reason why I'm looking rich as hell is because there's no more Miami Frostbite shit going on.
Okay, smart man.
All right. I said, break down what that was.
But, you know, my man told me that this show, you pretty much can just go to the depths of humanity.
Yeah, have fun about it.
And you know what? If you can't joke about the shit that you've been through, fuck it. Like, you know, you can't
take life too seriously. You can't laugh at your own life.
Yeah, I know what the fuck I was doing was completely wrong.
Yes.
And this was really wrong. I basically used to, I'm just going to say this. I learned the California frostbite or the Miami frostbite.
I think you had every state frostbite.
Yeah. I'll just say this. One of the biggest singers, I'm not going to say her name, ever in the history of music.
Sing one of her rehearsals.
Was on the back of a 250-foot yacht with me and a bunch of people. And I was doing cocaine. I was out the normal way, obviously, where you snort it. And this artist said, I want to do it, but I don't do it the way you guys do.
They want to smoke.
They liked it. Put up their culo.
Oh, shit. I got a guess. I got a guess.
The St. Bart's frostbite.
Was it Christina Aguilera?
I feel like it's Christina Aguilera.
How does that work?
How does that work?
No.
Britney?
No.
You're not going to tell me.
I'm talking about really, really big star.
Not Whitney Houston, because Whitney.
No, but of that level.
All right.
Of that level.
Of that level.
Okay, but don't even ask.
A lot of people are coming.
So I took that information. I learned that thing in St. Bart's. And I would basically, I guess, recruit like 10 girls at a time and line them up and...
No, you
the frostbite went down.
No, you was living some Scarface shit.
I certainly was.
I ain't gonna front. You picked me up one time. I was living on Northeast 18th Street, and you was living on Palm Island.
They were
and
twin
you guys came pick me up, and I came downstairs, and you know I'm fat at the time. And they're like, jump over the gate. I'm like, it's not that easy. Big boy. I'm like that. So you can't just jump over the gate when you're a big nigga. It's like one step, then you gotta be like, hold up. You gotta adjust your nuts and then get your other leg right. And then I jumped up, and these niggas had the captain, and then they went to Chili's. It was the most millionaire nigga shit I ever seen in my life. These niggas, it's bitches butt naked, everything. I just getting divorced. For my first marriage, I'm like, I gotta look at my life and say, I don't really know
what I'm doing here.
Yes, and Scott and Raul, let's big up Raul.
Raul,
and they had I don't even know how many $1 million boat your shit had, but it was so beautiful, and that was the first time I ever experienced that, and it might be the only time. I've been on private jets a lot, but
so did you see the Miami Frostbite when you were on
I actually don't know what the Miami Frostbite is. Can we get into that? What is the Miami Frostbite? Just so for the people to know.
He said it.
I kind of already.
All right, say it again.
But it still doesn't really make sense what it is exactly.
Cocaine up your ass.
No, I get it. How does it get in the ass?
Actually, Raul used to say the Miami Frostbite was with blow, and that the California Frostbite was with Molly.
And the crushed Molly, I'm assuming. Not the fucking pill up the ass.
No,
the crushed Molly.
Okay, the thing that goes in the
cafeteria. Steve, what kind of frostbite you had, Steve?
None, man.
Steve, you
have to say something before we pass the frostbite?
Good.
Look, all that shit was crazy, but you know what? I have an addictive personality.
Me
so
too.
All that drug shit, I had to put that shit aside. And now I'm addicted to the music again.
You always been
addicted.
And
I'm heavily addicted into marijuana. I love it. And that never gets me in trouble. Works every
Let's
time.
Let's make some noise for that. Come on.
Yeah,
goddamn.
But I can joke about all that shit, and I live.
You gotta joke about it.
I should have a trophy for the biggest fucking douchebag ever.
If you don't joke about it, you know what? Some other scumbag's gonna joke about it.
Yeah, I don't care if they do.
No. We care, because we may fuck him up. But we joke about it with you, because this guy, we don't.
Dame won, and guess what? I told him he won.
Yeah, I was good. You know what I'm saying? I was good.
And get you.
I
you
was
gotta,
good. I
you
was
can't,
good.
You can't be right and wrong at the same time. Sometimes you just got to be wrong. So I'm gonna just agree with Dame. I'm sorry, Combat, but I'm gonna agree with Dame.
That's all right.
Dame, thank you very much for calling in. We love you.
Hell
we
yeah.
love you.
Make some noise for Dame.
Dame, come back on the show. Yeah. Show come back on the show 24/7, my nigga.
And if you don't want to do Combat Jazz, okay, you always work on my Dream Champs.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Alright, tell him come on. You know, we,
I'll listen, come on your show.
Me and Dame partnered up. We bringing out the Invest in Women, correct?
Yep.
Invest in
Women
podcast.
Is a major key. Women
and,
is a major
and
key.
And Combat is rich. He flew out himself to do this com. And then I think you should do Dame Dash show. I think that's it. Will rectify everything,
any
right?
Day,
right, Dame.
Day.
Maybe.
yeah, but you gotta confront the same way you confronted me. You gotta confront it.
Like I said, it ain't that big an issue.
It's definitely not an issue.
This nigga scared.
Right, right. Who, Combat or Dame? Dame and ready. Dame
Both
ready.
These niggas are
Dame
scared.
Ready. Dame ready. That's Jack Thriller. That's Jack Thriller. He only got one eye, Dame. Don't worry about him.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna hit you back, Dame. One love, my brother.
My nigga.
All right, make some noise for Dame Dash. Goddamn it.
Now call to James. Call to James.
All right, let's see if this works.
Can we get into this hip hop talk, man?
Hold on, let's see if 2 Chainz work.
Y'all fucking with Thugger?
Let's see.
Rap is has on.
I got to call 2 Chainz.
You see, I cut my shit off with Dame. Niggas cut my shit off with Dame.
Oh, come on now, man. Get over that shit.
You gotta relax.
You are part of this.
Hold on. So I'm acting like a bitch now.
Yep.
No.
A little bit.
I'm bitching,
but I'm petty. I am petty too. So hold on.
Now it's your turn. You're up.
Watch this. Now watch me, Will. Watch me, Nay.
Hey, yo, 2 Chainz. This nigga got look. No, this is lame.
Come on.
What? What'd you say?
Boo.
Chainz. Yo, 2 Chainz, what's going on? We calling you live on the podcast. This NRE, nigga.
Yo, what up, man?
What up? I know what it is, Killer. What's happening?
All right, you listen. I told this nigga Jack Thriller he a bitch-ass nigga. He's standing right here and shit. You know what I'm saying? But he tried to say he punked you and shit. Is that correct? I know you told me you fucked me up. So I know you fuck him up. I'm going to keep it 100.
Hold on.
What now,
bro?
All right. Jack.
Yo, tell me Combat said what up, man.
Combat Jack is here. He got nothing to do with this bullshit. All right. Jack Thriller's here, and he talking about some old beef with you. I told him, I said, 2 Chainz official nigga.
Man, bro.
What happened with you and Jack?
I'm not even gonna waste my energy on
Jack Thriller.
Hey, listen, Chainz.
Yeah, he want to squash
with
you.
I want to talk to you.
Talk on the mic as well.
I don't have no words to say to bro. Okay. I see, bro. But anyway, bro, I don't have no bro.
Hey, listen, we need to talk, bro.
Yeah, I'm good, my nigga. I love you, my nigga.
No, listen,
I'm gonna hang up.
Yo, Chainz,
like
you gotta come
talk.
On the Combat Jack show.
I'm gonna hang up.
Combat Jack show.
Niggas don't want to fuck with you, Jack. Wait, hold on, Jack. Be quiet. Go ahead, Chainz. Go ahead.
What? Doing that shit for y'all, bro.
Right.
That nigga doing that shit for y'all.
Cause he wasn't that nigga in Atlanta, right?
Listen.
Was he that?
That smoke, man. No BET award run. Come there, want no smoke, man. What is he talking about, man? I don't even fuck with y'all type of niggas. You a dog, nigga, boy.
Oh. Hey, listen, Chainz.
Hey, boy, listen to me, boy. Don't ever mention me again in your life, nigga.
Hey, Chainz, for one, you need to calm the fuck down, shawty. For real, you bugging the fuck out.
Boy, you's a dog, nigga. You's a pussy, nigga, boy. You's a pussy, nigga. Your mama's a pussy, nigga. If you got anything that you got with blood in it, it's a pussy, nigga. And when you see me, nigga, on sight, pussy ass, nigga. I'm tired of you, pussy ass, nigga. You hear me, boy?
Hey, 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, you done?
You don't want me, boy. You don't know nothing about me, boy. You's a pussy, nigga, that wants some kind of pull up. I don't want no pull up, boy.
Hey, 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz.
I don't need no pull up, boy.
Hey, is it my turn yet? Is it my turn?
Don't the pussy, nigga. I don't respect you. I don't give a fuck about you, nigga. Let me let you hear me, boy. Listen, boy. You's a duck, boy. You hear me, boy? Do you hear me, nigga?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Nigga, no more running my nuts on. Hey, listen, boy. Listen, no more passes, boy. You's a dumb boy. Leave my name out your mouth. You keep trying to go get credit, telling niggas what really happened. Ain't nothing really happened. What really really happened is you was a pussy. That what really happened. Nigga, you know better, boy.
Hey, 2 Chainz, you need to take a motherfucking chill pill right now, dog. Because you got me fucked up, y'all. I ain't even... Two Chainz, check this out, folks. You need to chill the motherfucker out, for real talk.
This never happens on the Combat Jack Show.
This is like drinking and driving.
Boy, the last time my mama spanked this nigga on the carpet, I swear to God. This nigga right here trying to send me the right street. Pussy ass nigga. One-eyed pussy nigga. That nigga one-eyed nigga.
I need a drink.
2 Chainz, you need the goddamn
Combat Jack Show.
I was uncomfortable the whole conversation. Yo, man, we're not trying to go that route, man.
Yo, shut up, Mr. 2 Chainz.
Shut up. To rappers pulling up, picking up my phone call. Oh, goddamn. What do we call before him?
Can we talk about rap right there?
Combat, we cannot ignore what just happened.
We need peace in the Middle East, man.
Viral.
I don't believe none of your story no more.
I don't want to be viral, man.
You had to disrespect this man. You had to disrespect
him. Yeah, why is he so mad at you, dog?
He don't fuck.
There had to be some real fuck
with
you,
man. It's the lane, dog.
Shorty, hey, you know what we
need to
Shorty.
Do? I'm gonna tell you what we need to do.
2 Chainz be sober.
Tell you what we need to do. We need to start a GoFundMe page for goddamn $1 million to see me and 2 Chainz fight. Million motherfucking dollars. Me and 2 Chainz live in the goddamn ring. A motherfucking $1 million. I take 200, you can have 800, nigga. Let's get inside the ring and let's make this motherfucker happen. That's right. On Drink Champs, Drink Champs, motherfucking GoFundMe page. Me and 2 Chainz, goddamn it.
Now, we're not supporting that at all. But September 10th,
I got love for Damon Dash. That shit was easy compared to your shit.
By the way, September 9th, we at Club Dream. September 10th, we at motherfucking 8 and 9 Barbecue, right where we at right now.
Viral.
And then September 11th, we at a pool party.
Congress.
Stop. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Your heart was beating. Jack.
Do I get my podcast?
Jack, your heart was beating very hard. I'm
do
not
I get
gonna
my
lie.
Podcast?
Yeah. Viral.
Your podcast about to get shot.
Yeah.
Viral.
Yo, listen.
Do I get my podcast?
I'm not saying that, but viral.
Yeah, viral. I can't. Yo, comment. Did you? All right, let's talk hip hop now.
Let me catch my breath first.
There was some anger. A lot of anger.
2 Chainz.
First off, let me just be clear.
What happened?
Let me be clear with all y'all niggas. Let me be clear with everybody.
He's mad for real.
Matt, what's up, man?
Every time I call a rapper or a rapper affiliated with
On that note,
I'm embarrassed.
The first one, where it all started at is the Juice Avenue. On Madison.
Right.
Between Park and Madison. The first juice bar that gave us the inspiration to even open the Juices for Life.
Right.
So, sporadically, one day I'm just there. Nori happens to be there, and always in there. Now, you know, once he see anybody he love, it's drinks up.
Whenever
he drunk, you got to come in and double or triple it, or you can't leave.
Yeah.
I'm mad at how much he know me.
Now, I'm bumping the N.O. in there, we kicking it. Me industry talking, we real brother talking, we showing love that we show. Mm-hmm. In the meantime of us showing this love, there's around the world's going down, there's tigers going down. Oh. This bar, we throwing them back.
You better chill. I got a tiger story about you.
Yeah, no,
you
better tell
2 or 3 hours.
We
got
to go. We got to leave.
Hold on. 2 or 3 hours. Maybe 2 hours went by. We drinking tiger around the world.
Yeah.
We getting busy in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was the temperature. I don't know what happened. After the last Tiger shot, Nori said, fuck the jukebox. He threw all of his weak grass pamphlets down. He wrecked the whole fucking juice bar. Oh, wow. Now look, look, it's going down now. He got nine in there saying, kiss.
We should have ended the podcast.
Me, nah, Kit Nori's good. Don't worry about it. He's good. I get N.O. outside. Now we on 25th Madison.
Oh, he's going.
He outside. I'm thinking the
you sweating. You sweating.
I'm
you
thinking sweating. The air's going to get him, Rue. A chick walked by. Nori, how you? A fan.
Yeah.
He jumps on her back. Shit. Yo. Shit. Chick's back. We get up. We clear the lawsuit. There's no lawsuit. Boo, we got him. He's all love. No way, buddy. We love you, boo. We hug up. Get out of there. Yo, that shit was ill. He apologized, though. When he sobered up.
Sorry for jumping on her back.
Yeah, he apologized. Yo, look,
hold on. I'm getting to you.
No, fuck you. No, you I'm can't go now. That's it.
That's it.
That's how you got the.
We ain't at 2 hours. If we had 2 hours, we can stop.
Yo, that, yo, we
got like 10 minutes.
Yo, that is how you got the podcast. Yo, it can't go no further than that.
Let me tell you where we parked our car the next day. This is the crazy shit. That day, niggas had a Porsche and a Navigator. It was Kaz, Kev Kaz.
That's rest his soul, no doubt.
Rest the death. Kev Kaz had a Navi. And I think I had a Porsche, but it wasn't my Porsche. It was Martin's Porsche because he had my drop less.
Right.
And niggas woke up in Jersey like, where the fuck is our cars at? Yo, we walked on Branson Block. We just walked on Branson Block. And nigga was like, yo, N.O., I see you mad times here. Here's it goes, your cars back. We gave it to a random nigga. Like, we didn't even know this nigga. It wasn't Ed or Branson people. This was just a nigga that deceived us
there.
And lived on the block and gave us back the shit. Man, one of our mans, I forget his name. I gotta remember it. It was Jace from Jersey. He threw up so much that he called the ambulance.
Yeah.
So when the ambulance came, niggas left the Porsche and the Navigator and jumped in the ambulance and just watching him. Like, how did this go down? Like, y'all pumped him with something?
Yeah.
Like, this nigga, and we woke up in Jersey, we came back, and we found our cars. Now I'm going to hit you with Ja Rule.
Don't do that. My story is just because
we got to go. A beautiful story.
We got to go.
Because you thought Tiger Bone was some bullshit. Keep it real.
Tiger Bone?
No. You thought Tiger, let's keep it real. Come on, Rule. Let's put the phone down.
Nigga, Tiger Bone is good shit. But we got to go. We can't tell
you.
We got to go.
I'm going to let you live.
Until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
To be continued, bitch.
You step up here. Step up here.
You sent my twin to the hospital a couple times with Tiger Bones. That's a fact.
Tiger Bones is no good.
But you have to know how to consume it.
You have to know how to
consume it. That's why I'm the drunk twin, because I could.
I seen Old Dirty one time step out the juice bar to the head with a bottle of Tiger
Bones.
Oh! As soon as he finished.
Of course.
Oh, wow. He tried it though. He tried. He was ill for trying.
I love Old Dirty, nigga. I got some good Old Dirty stuff.
I still got a Tiger Bone story.
We gotta go.
Listen. Jada Kiss, Ja Rule, y'all two people DJ I F. love. DJ EFN, definitely. Y'all people that I love. I thank y'all so much for coming here, being my patient.
Name. Thank
y'all. You know, we ain't have it together. We're the professional, unprofessional people. You know, we're a portable podcast. A lot of people gonna bite our style because people, you know, they just stay in one office when they do a podcast. We're gonna travel. We're gonna do.
Our shit just don't make no sense.
Our shit don't make no sense. If you learn something, we're glad. But I wanted to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank Styles and Sheik for holding it down yesterday,
and for all the hip hop fans that are listening.
And for all the hip hop fans, because you just got some real
shit,
crazy shit. I know that there's nobody in the world with a podcast or with another podcast that y'all would allow to talk like how this talks.
She had to say something negative. She's saying, well, he should question himself about, like, it's
Why did he say that?
I don't know what the fuck.
I said, to myself personally, I was like, what the fuck is the matter with her? Like, you know what I'm saying? Then I go, because motherfucker is older. Right. A lot older and cold as ice. Ain't nobody talking about her. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where you go,
is 50 this in Vivica?
I'm just saying with the fucking facts, man.
Yeah, just the facts.
What about the facts?
Let's stick with the facts.
She said, Like something about a nigga being gay or need to question himself. Mm. And then I'm going, oh shit, what the fuck am I gonna say something like that?
And then what you said?
And then I thought about it, and I said, when I thought about it, I said, oh no, this bitch think I'm gay because I let her lick my ass. Oh. Listen. Oh. Listen. Stop. Listen, this is not right. Y'all putting all kind of pressure on me. I feel like I was shut out.
He said facts.
Listen. You put me in. This is what you built friendship for. Happens, I go, what the fuck? Like, what's the matter with her?
What?
And I'm looking because she said some wild shit. And I'm, when I say that, I'm like, well, that's gonna be the only thing I can think of why she would say some shit like that. Right? And then I go, all right, well, damn. I'm just sitting there and I don't know, really know what else to say about the situation after that. I'm like, well, whatever. And then people look and you see all the kind of crazy shit. Look, they start calling me like I'm a punk. Like, you're a punk. You let her do what? You let her do that? I'm like, listen, if she really wants to, she ain't far from it. She's not far from it. She already there, right? See, now y'all can go ahead and give me these looks like y'all ain't with the shit. When y'all with the shit, man. Y'all niggas watch pornography, right? You don't watch pornography? Well, I know. Look, tell the truth. Turn the cameras around. How many of y'all lick ass? So you mean to tell me every man in here saying they never lick ass? No. Not even by accident.
Nah, these niggas love
not even
ass.
By accident.
Nah,
you didn't by accident.
We've had episodes about this shit.
Yeah. He still got the bitch that he was trying to keep.
We like
he still
Dino.
Got the one he was trying to keep.
50
the rest of you niggas is liars.
Yeah, that's right.
You niggas is liars. Listen, let me tell you something. No.
You're going in.
I feel funny about telling the truth.
Tell the truth. No. Tell the truth. Relax. Come on, keep going.
You're trying to tell me.
Drink champs or die trying.
Wait.
Keep going, 50.
Listen. Watch this. We got how many ladies is in here? Oh, Norm, you lucky. Your wife left.
He's bad observative. Look at that nigga.
Excuse me, ma'am.
The F.
Has your ass been licked by accident or by on purpose? Ever? Never? You sure? Okay, that's you ain't gotta say, I'm not gonna ask you the question because you ain't gotta say. Your eyes already told me that they've been by that motherfucker. That's it. Yes, ma'am. See, you know what happens?
Yeah.
You know what happens? You gotta find somebody who loves you, girl.
Really loves you.
She did that for you. She was trying to keep you cool, but you know you licked her ass by accident. You know you was right there.
Might as well.
So what you?
Get some more ice, please. Somebody give me some ice.
I need some ice too, please.
I can't go nowhere. I'm tuned in.
Baby, you in the back. Don't think I don't see you. Don't think I don't see you. Have you had your ass licked on purpose or by accident? It does not matter. Oh, she put her head down.
So what happened?
Has it happened? Yeah. It happened. She said it happened. I'm glad you ladies came back in.
Yeah, it's okay.
We got a special question for you today.
It's okay.
This podcast is the hottest podcast they ever had. Now listen, this question that I'm asking you is intentional or by accident, okay? Intentional or by accident, has it ever happened
in a sexual encounter that you feel like he's gone past the mark down to the
asshole. Let's get to the asshole. Yes.
Have you ever felt any tongue action down there that low? Look at Nori making eye contact.
I'm good.
He said, no, baby, that's wrong.
I don't know.
Has it ever happened by accident in the oral
who, me?
Experience?
You ask me.
I'm asking the ladies.
All right. Let my wife answer the question. My wife can answer the question.
Has it ever happened?
But you can ask me.
Be careful what you say.
No, that's my wife right there.
No, has it ever happened? You can nod yes or no. It has happened. Okay, so yeah, it has happened. Has it ever happened by accident or on purpose? It's really close. You ain't but half an inch away.
Yeah, right. Tell them 50.
You know? Tell them 50. Never get carried away. It was just like at the other side of it. Like, huh?
They got legal jaw.
Did it ever happen with you, man?
They got legal jaw.
Usually women who don't wipe well.
They got legal jaw.
It's ultra nasty to a woman. It's a little funky.
Right.
Other than that, it's just regular shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know what kind of freaky shit y'all be doing.
Right. So, for the record,
the point was made.
Shit just got out of the head.
That's what happened.
The point was definitely made.
Yeah. Right. This was the best, my nigga. I'm so thankful you came, my nigga. I knew you was gonna be the best interview. I ain't gonna front. I sit around. I watch your interviews. So for the record, Vivica, was it her idea or was it your idea when she looked at
it? No, it's just something that happened.
It just happened.
I feel like I got like, excited. That's all.
Wait, what?
I got excited.
You got her excited? Now, was it like, did she throw you over?
No, it was already.
She was mad. She's already mad.
She's already in the.
I'm sorry. What you were saying?
She was already there, and then it just happened. So I'm going. Look, well, I'm thinking.
Was that your first time, or you like experiencing that film?
No, I'm trying to figure out why the fuck she would say that.
Oh, okay. Oh no, I'm saying like.
No, she said when she looked at his section down. I said, right. Oh shit, this bitch is bugging.
Right.
And the only thing I could think of is because you know that happened.
But 50, you don't agree with me. The moral of the whole story was that you actually answered her.
No.
You don't think you could have let that go? Like, just... You're 50, nigga.
That's why I got to answer that.
Right.
You said that. Right. You go like this, what? So, right now, they see Kanye, they see girl put his finger in the butt.
All right, so listen. Right. Everybody in the room. Everybody in the room.
I need to fucking answer.
We're going to take the vote. We're going to take the vote.
You're not going to answer that?
Hope you enjoyed those Drink Champs moments. It's safe to say there's a lot more, so please tweet us, Facebook, or tag us on IG at Drink Champs with some of your favorite moments from the show. Who knows, we might shout you out. Make sure to check out new joints from Nori, like the Drink Champs anthem featuring Swiss Beats, Relax produced by Hazardous Sounds, and Issues off the Drunk Uncle Part 2 coming soon. Also check out my new film Coming Home Vietnam from my Coming Home series, which explores global hip-hop, and catch that premiere airing on Revolt TV March 23rd, 11 p.m. Eastern. For everything Drink Champs, log on to drinkchamps.com.